This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Headline, Infowars.com, marketing scam. Sony to go ahead and roll out the interview. Boy, you knew that was coming. That's how you really know. Simply amazing. Steve Quayle's coming up to cover a host of key issues. If you just tuned in or stations just joined us, we're asking callers, what is the big issue in 2015? What's the big threat to liberty so we can identify it and deal with it? What do you expect the globalists to pull next? And Jeff in Tennessee was saying, look, government is a reflection of the people. And even if folks talk a good game, the social engineers have set it up with their control of fractional reserve banking to where they've woven like a cancer into all the tissues of the body politic, their systems, where it's very hard to not play ball with it. But if you even see now in the medium term, it's all coming to an end. It's designed to get you in, to give you the rings of power like ring wraiths. And then you don't know that there's really a secret ring that controls them all. That's what the internet and global governance and all this is a trap in the system's own words. And it's diabolical. It's really beyond human intelligence, the coordination of it. And hence, you start, you know, dealing with the fact that it's supernatural. And then you study the top architects of the New World Order. They're deeply occultic and believe that they are being directed by entities. And whether that's true or not, you can debate. That's your opinion. I have my opinion. The manifestation in the group collective from a Jungian psychology view, nevertheless, is real and is happening. So finishing up your point, Jeff, about what you think the big issue is.
Well, the big issue coming into 2015, if people want change, we can have change in this country. We can have it peacefully. But we have to start at home on a local level, your local church, being involved, being spiritual, because we are in a spiritual war. As far as the changing things in 2015, people's hearts have got to get right. They've got to come to the fact of realizing to live within their own means. You're not going to vote for somebody that lives outside their means if you do the same thing. So you're going to vote just like you live. And the people that say they won't change, the majority of Americans say they want it, but when it comes down to it, they don't. As far as the false flag stuff coming in, we're bombarded every day from all news sources, and we need to be prepared on a huge level. Listening to news and being bombarded with it's not a bad thing. You got to be a good steward of it. But you have to also with that kind of understand in the preparedness mindset is that if you leave out the spiritual aspect, you don't have anything. Because I guarantee you, we are all going to die at some point. So spiritually, we got to be ready for that and let that grow our preparedness movement out of it. Let that grow our government out of it so that spiritually we start at home, good moms, good dads, raising good kids. You do that long enough, you're going to have a good government. And this other stuff is going to take care of itself. We're bombarded by the global elites constantly by having just one thing after another coming so fast that you can't focus on one thing at a time. And at the end of the day, you know what? America has been threatening ever since 9/11. Next year, something's going to happen. We're going to fundamentally change. And that has happened every single year, but you don't see it because you're living in it. It's slow motion, but it's moving. And the only way it's going to get fixed is if Americans, people around the world, put their heart and soul in Jesus Christ and learn that, you know what I say on my front porch, that don't mean nothing if I don't live it out in my life. And that's the big
well
problem.
Said, well said. And then people get turned away from the church because it's run by the government in many cases, spewing globalist doctrines. So we need to clean up our own homes, clean up our own hearts, and then clean up these churches and produce better people. That's what it comes down to. You're absolutely right.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12th, 2014, gold opened at $12.1660. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.6134, $6.3067 for a half ounce, or $3.1533 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.6134, $6.3067, and $3.1533.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Always thought-provoking. Steve Quayle is with us for the next 2 hours on this live Tuesday, 23rd day of December, 2014, Global Transmission. And the topic with the callers, we'll go to your calls at the bottom of the hour. The topic is something that Steve can really comment on. What do you see as the biggest globalist next move in 2015 coming up? War with Russia, opening the borders further, Obama acting as a dictator openly, turning off more of our power plants, economic collapse, currency devaluation. And what is some of the positive news people think is going to come in 2015? Obviously, Steve Quayle has talked a lot about for months that it's not really Ebola. It's an Ebola simulant that is killing people but being used to track the spread of disease and test federal control of local health authorities. Obama came out weeks after Steve had said that and said this is really just a test case to track something more deadly and airborne. All I know is I've had a medical doctor who runs three hospitals in Missouri on air by name talk about how he's talked to other doctors and naming the hospitals where they're disappearing people that have Ebola-like symptoms. Then Forbes writer came out and said they were in a meeting with the CDC director, with AP, Reuters, and others before a press conference, and they agreed in a pre-meeting not to bring up the disappearing people. Fox News Sunday, I want to get that clip ready, just because we mentioned this last time with Steve. Fox News Sunday. Investigative journalist was on there and said that she'd called the CDC and they admitted thousands, or I think she said 1,500 or so. We'll play the clip in a moment. Play the exact clip. I'm going from memory. Of what looked like Ebola, but that they don't list it. There's a cover-up. And then I've talked to other medical doctors that say, indeed, it's happening. I'm not going to go into a whole Ebola discussion, but we went on air because we had doctors by name telling us and other doctors confirming it. I don't know exactly what's going on, but this is a case example of covering something up. This time last year, my great uncle had died. My cousin had died, all in East Texas, living near to each other. And then in January, my uncle died of a respiratory illness that they could never figure out what it was. And there were just deaths at all the major hospitals around the country. The doctors told me the worst they'd ever seen and that the feds were basically telling them not to talk about it. That even came out in the news. So we've got this other mystery viral illness killing kids. The point is government can cover up stories. That's why they hate Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com, WorldNetDaily.com, SteveQuell.com, any site that will question outside of their narrative or carry foreign news or post a link to a YouTube video. They just don't like the fact that we are unfiltered and give a wide view. People go to Infowars.com all the time and they say, I see pro-government propaganda here, or I see government statements here. Why do you have a video of Obama talking? Because we're just showing you everything. The only agenda is we're trying to figure stuff out, too. We don't claim to have all the answers. We have a bias to tell the truth, promote freedom. Some of us are more libertarian. Some of us are more conservative. Some of us are classical liberals. Doesn't matter. We have goodwill and don't want to live in a police state, slave state. So I want to talk with Steve Quell today about some of the big issues he's breaking down. Civil war. I've been harping on that. The war on police so that they can then twist the police against the public for a war on the public. This is classic divide and conquer. Police versus the people. Cyber attacks on banking. Sino-Soviet axis and more. Geopolitically, what's happening from all of Steve Quell's very interesting and informative sources. He joins us. Steve Quell, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Alex. This is a critical point in time. We're about 8 days away from the end of 2014, and I heard as you were reading some of the questions that we're going to be dealing with later on this show, I think the biggest issue right now is that the hardest thing for people to wrap their heads around is that we are under a full communist internal revolution. Now, I say that because, you know, you've talked at length about Saul Alinsky, and you've talked at length about the whole plan to basically incorporate all of the heirs, William Ayers' teachings and his basically, let's just call it what it is, his rules for revolution. So now with the situation in New York, I think this is really an important event that's happening, because I think what we're going to see is you're going to see more of these events across the country, because you and I have talked, Alex, over the years at length about turning the police against the people against the police, and yet we have this lone, and he was a Muslim, shooter who's tracking the cops, evidently knowing about the exercise going on concurrent with the day's events in New York, and executing these two police officers and then blowing his brains out. That sounds to me like the MK Ultra signature, but we won't go there. The bottom line is the agents provocateurs, whether they're Barack Hussein Obama, whether it's Al Sharpton, whether it's Jesse Jackson, whether it's all the different people that are basically vilifying the cops. Now, years ago when I went on talk radio and you started listening to me, 23 years ago, I said the formula I saw in play for the last days of the Republic would be IVND. Identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. So the idea is to basically turn all cops into federal agents. But prior to that time, in order to get massive civil unrest, there's no greater way than to have high visibility assassinations on both sides and stay in the dark background, if you will, orchestrating all the players. And that's why the globalists don't care in a war who wins, because they control both sides. So what we're seeing now, in my opinion, is the full takedown of the United States, both from within and without. Look at the military. This is critical to talk to. We, you, I, others have covered all of the firings of our military, our military leaders, Navy admirals, you know, anybody with combat experience. And then the stories in the last week, Alex, you know, there were stories coming out. Could our nuclear defense forces even retaliate? Well, my answer to that is probably not. And the reason I say this is before I started into talk radio, I spent most of my time in warning people about nuclear war. Well, obviously, Russia had its seeming defeat. And I said all along, I said, the only thing that happened to that whole situation was the Berlin Wall came down and all the spies that had to stay on both sides of the wall and sneak into each other's countries now had free access. So what are we seeing right now? We're seeing the total internal revolution, which is part, by the way, of the Marxist plan. We were warned about this by all the Russian defectors. You've had them on in the past. You've quoted from them. I've quoted from them. And now the scene is playing out just like they said it was. And I hear people that saying, well, you know, if we just get enough people to learn, if we just give them enough information, then we can turn the country around. I want to make this clear. It's too late for that. Now, that's my opinion. But what you and I are doing is preparing the people that have ears to hear and eyes to see and really do understand is we're trying to give them the best information so that they can make the pertinent decisions for their lives, their family lives, and their community lives.
Well, when you see the President of the United States and MSNBC and CNN openly trying to fan race war, openly trying to push, kill the cops, that's so transparent that they're trying to create a major crisis so the feds can then come in as the saviors, as a smokescreen while Obama opens the borders, signs us on to derivatives like Congress just did, signs us on to the Pacific Partnership, waiving our sovereignty. It's all happening. More is happening right now than happened the last 20 years, Steve, and I only see it accelerating towards a quickening.
Absolutely. Alex, it's no longer linear. There was a time when events, one would follow the other. Now it's like all of the rods going into a nuclear reactor, creating a chain reaction, and it doesn't matter if you're looking to the east, the west, the north, or the south. It's all happening at once. And here's what's going to happen just in the policing. I believe you're going to see selective areas of the country. The troublemakers, the provocateurs, Asian provocateurs are going to ratchet up. And I think the thing that's going to happen is if you look at even Chile and some of the South American countries, Argentina and other, when policing breaks down and Marxists start to take the hold, what do you end up with? You end up with death squads. And the problem is the death squads have been mostly on the other side to date. We all saw,
That's right. They'll use the destabilization exactly to set up the death squads, and then they'll be used against us. They'll flip them when the Marxists take full control of the government.
Absolutely. We saw the saddest day when Andrew Breitbart was murdered, followed by Tom Clancy was murdered, followed by Chris Kyle, followed by the Navy SEALs.
Well, I don't want to get into it. They sent somebody here, and he got stopped, and then he went back to California and killed a cop. So, they're really pulling the stops out right now.
Absolutely. And I think this is what, again, most people have to understand, is we're at the point where now the overwhelming of the system is simply a Saul Alinsky ploy. Anybody that doesn't know the background of Saul Alinsky, A-L-I-N-S-K-Y.
Break it down. He dedicated his book to Lucifer.
Yes, sir.
Rules for Radicals. Guys, I've got one around the office, but just show a screenshot of the opening page dedicated to Lucifer, the original revolutionary. Stay there, Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. I want to lay out, because I know you're an expert on this, how they plan this. And when you see it, foreign megabanks using a Marxist classic takeover program, just like they finance radical Islam in the Arab Spring to take over, they mean business, folks. And just like they tried to overthrow Egypt to bring in mass slaughter, they want it here. That's why I keep harping and harping and harping and harping that, yeah, sure, the system's got problems. Local system has problems, but it's not the enemy. The globalists causing a civil war are. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Steve Quayle's our guest. Stay with us.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit proem1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or proem1.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Steve Quayle, ride the shotgun. Your calls, JJ, Steve, Jerry, Margaret, John. Your calls are all coming up with your predictions for what you think the most important issues of 2015 are, or your questions for Steve Quayle, who will continue his analysis right through to the next hour. But I want to do some calls before we get into more of it with him in the next hour. We're about to go right back to Steve Quayle. But when you watch, it doesn't mean there isn't massive police abuse. There doesn't mean there aren't a lot of bad departments or asset forfeiture seizure. It doesn't mean that the federalization hasn't caused a lot of issues. There are people that either mindlessly support whatever the police do, and then that gives rise to arrogance and corruption, or they just say, kill all the police. It's called due process. It's called measuring what individuals do, not what somebody in uniform does in New York versus somebody in Texas. But when I look at these police, anti-police protests, it's the Democratic Party, it's the Socialist Party, it's the Communist Party, it's the Rockefeller Foundation. You can see the group signs will say who's sponsoring it. George Soros, the same guy that just overthrew Ukraine. And it doesn't mean Russia's good either, but they're starting it. It's internationalists who want to bring in this crisis, this destabilization, this Cloward and Piven. And it's a communist tactic. Doesn't mean they're going to bring communism in. It's declassified that British intelligence funded Lenin to take over in 1917, 1918, as part of the great game to bring down Russia. These globalists use communists to take over. Let's go back to Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle, break this down. Talk about Saul Alinsky, who we now know Hillary Clinton got caught writing basically worship letters to when she was in college, and him advising her. I mean, this is truly disgusting. This is a guy who said he wanted to basically put farmers in forced labor camps.
Absolutely. And you know, there is rules for radicals and then his eight levels of control. Let's talk about control, Alex, because behind every event that you and I talk about and have ever talked about on talk radio or interviews, there is a control mechanism, the unseen hand. But number one, healthcare. These are Saul Alinsky's biggest points. And I tell people, if you understand the root of evil, then every single piece of legislation makes sense. And by the way, look at the chicken poop, and that's what they are, Republicans. They could have stopped this entity, the man in the slaughterhouse, at any point, and they didn't. So people say, well, I just believe we had a great victory. The great victory? You kidding? Tell me anything that's changed. Well, let's go back to Saul Alinsky. Healthcare. Number one, control healthcare, you control the people. What was the most important thing of this this destroyer's principle is Obamacare. Poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you're providing everything for them to live. Increase the poverty level. 100 million people unemployed, 48, 49 million people on food stamps. Debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you're able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. Ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, where has the middle class gone? To a large degree, they're destroyed. Gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you are able to create a police state. Welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income. And Alex, we got to get to the food issue right now because that's going on as we speak. Education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Core teaching, the core curriculum. I remember, you know, Tom Terrific, the old day cartoons. Krabby Appleton was rotten to the core. Well, that's exactly who we've got running the country. A whole group of Krabby Appletons. Only guys my age would understand that, probably. Religion. Remove the belief of God from government and schools. And now here it comes. Class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent and it will be easier to take. Tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. So the point is that, are we not seeing that, Alex? We're seeing it right before our very eyes. You and I could take any one of those subjects and talk for 24 hours straight, and that's not a boast. It just happens to be true, and deal with it. So what we then go to is you know, the rules for radicals, and that's the bottom line, is it always starts with, are you ready for this? Community organizers. Number one, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from two main sources, money and people. Have-nots must build power from flesh and blood. Number two, never go outside the expertise of your people. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone.
Stay there. You're reading the guru of the Democratic Party running this country for foreign globalists. Saul Alinsky openly how to wreck things, how to make people poor, and then how to take over society. This is the person that Hillary wrote to saying, you are basically my North Star. You are my governing, you know, director. Just pure evil.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you look at the planetary engineers, they know what they're doing. They're cold-blooded. And if we're unaware of their tactics, we're helpless. If we're aware of their tactics and can educate others, we can certainly protect ourselves and our families. Even if you were a sociopath, knowing how the world really works can make you very wealthy. The globalists want you dumbed down so that you can be fed on. As Christ said, the people perish for lack of knowledge. And the reason I'm so dedicated and, quite frankly, fearless in the face of this is I realize there's no future if we don't stand up against this. Going along with it, especially in the final phases of this, ensures your destruction. But also, it means you've chosen to join with the New World Order. We're reading through Saul Alinsky, Hillary Clinton's mentor, and every Democrat I know who's an operative, I mean, they worship this guy. And I remember reading his book like 20 years ago. Rules for Radicals. It's a short little book. And it's so evil how they want to make people poor so they can control them and how they're going to be the ruling class engineers. It's just more eugenics. It's so evil to read what Margaret Sanger wrote about black people and using liberalism to control them and just to know the plan. That's why I dream of defeating these people. And just like they want to dumb people down and motivate them to fight for tyranny, believing it's liberation. I mean, the weathermen and stuff, they were the ones that said, go out and just shoot a pig. And then that just turns the police into a bunch of paranoid paramilitary people who'll then just feed on the general public. It's the way you destabilize a country. So they can then take over. That's a standard communist program. That's why it's so essential that everyone out there spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and these local AM and FM affiliates you're hearing us on, and that you tell friends and family about it, and that you thank the station or become a sponsor or support the sponsors and let them know. Because we are growing, but meeting more resistance than ever. So we're walking forward in the storm, but it gets harder and harder. And we either grow or we implode. That's how media works. I need you to support us financially. I need you to support us by spreading the word and your prayers. And to support other media that stands up for the family and the Second Amendment and sovereignty, but that will expose the fact that, yes, the interest rates are rigged worldwide. We told you that 15 years ago. It's declassified last year. We told you the Federal Reserve was private. It's all admitted now. We know what we're talking about. I've read Carol Quigley's book. I've read Brzezinski's books. I've read the nonfiction books of Aldous Huxley, The Doors of Perception and Brave New World Revisited. I mean, I've read Bertrand Russell's books. I know their diabolical plan. We've quoted them here. The Club of Rome documents that Steve was reading a few months ago when he was on, where they said we're going to wage war against humanity. This is so cold-blooded. But to get us to go along with it, they have to first turn us all against each other. And it's so sickening. So today, it's more important than ever. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes a minute to sign up. Create a username and passcode that's original just to the site. And then share your username with friends and family. 20 people can simultaneously log on. And if your membership gets used and 20 people log on, you ought to thank God. If you try to tune into the nightly news one night at 7 and you can't get on, that means 20 people are using your membership. PrisonPlanet.tv. Go there. Give it as a Christmas gift. Give it to friends and family. Give it as an e-card. 20 people can log on. That's 12 cents a person per month. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We've got a bunch of specials still running on the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products that really have been life-changing for myself and others, whether it's X2 Nation Iodine or whether it's Oxy Powder to flush out your intestines or whether it's high-quality colloidal silver at a low-price silver bullet. We've got it all at InfoWarsLife.com, and that's how I finance this operation. And I thank you all for your prayers. And be sure to go over as well and check out all the amazing books and information at stevequayle.com. We'll talk about that more in the next hour. Steve, I'm ranting. I want to go to calls because they're holding with their predictions. I want their ideas to bounce off you, and you'll be able to get back into a deep breakdown of what's happening because you're on fire today. But start back over with the rules for radicals from the guy that dedicates his life to Lucifer. That just this year, all these Hillary letters got released out of the Clinton library with her in correspondence with him when Life magazine, when she was in college, was saying, here's a woman who may be first lady, to show how they groom these amoral demons. Break down their plan to bring down America.
Well, first of all, you know, the fifth principle you should appreciate more and I should appreciate more because of the assault that's been levied against you and the continual interruption of my broadcasts on talk radio, Alex, on shortwave, where I was for 2 decades. No one was ever taken off the air or taken off satellites more than you or I. Now, here's something that people have got to understand. For all the shills that attack Alex, for all the shills that attack me, ridicule is the man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also would you say, Alex Jones, that you have experienced that at an accelerated pace in the last 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. Now, listen to this. A good tack is one that your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more. They're doing their thing, and we'll even suggest better ones. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. So all we're seeing is the radicals, the rules for radicals. And let me make this clear. From the beginning of, and I am on fire, from the beginning of the entire breakdown, takedown of this nation, and listen, people that want to focus on the Federal Reserve and all the other stuff that you and I covered 15, 20 years ago, get over that stuff. I'm not saying it isn't valid, but I'm saying they're doing it all before your eyes. And so when it comes to supporting InfoWars, I'm telling everybody I know, I'm saying turn it off on the mainstream news. Turn it off. It has nothing. And I'm saying this, you will watch the mainstream media become mainstream accomplices to murder, because no matter who it is, you saw Time. Time says, well, the real problem in America is all those armed patriots, those constitutionalists. They will never say it is jihad, and you and I have been laying who's behind the jihad. And one of the things that's really important, the people who control ISIS will also be the ones controlling martial law. And the purpose of the whore and all the beheadings and all the gory stuff that's gone on, all the videos on YouTube, is to frighten your opponent and get him to yield, and then they just come in and kill everybody. Well, I got news. They don't know about Texas, and I just posted a photo of my day. Montana's the same way, and it showed three, like, Western guys checking their pieces to go out, and I mean, it's at a ghost town or called Nevada City, and they do reenactment, but I said, it's time to check your pieces. There are people that are willing to stand up, but what we have to do is expose these murderers, and we have to say, it is murder. And I'm telling you this, watch this happen, ladies and gentlemen. Either de Blasio will quit or he's going to be dealt with. I'm not saying that the thing is, the guy should resign. When you lose your backing by the local police, and for the record, Alex, you probably saw the story, not one cop wants to be head of his security detail. Not one cop. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
And so now what we're seeing is we're seeing divide and conquer. And this is my chief warning. The greatest issue that I have faced in the last 5 years is try and get the vets to understand, the veterans, that they are the enemy. To try and get the average person to understand. Look, I've been talking about the red list, the blue list, and the green list for years, okay? And the point is now, I think it's, Judicial Watch has filed suit to get Obama's enemies list. Did you see that?
Absolutely, and I've been told, it's been in major newspapers, that I'm on that list. But we certainly know who's on the list. It's who Media Matters attacks, run by the White House, and they've been caught actually trying to infiltrate and bring down alternative media.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is more important than ever. And Alex, I've said this. This is no flattery. I love InfoWars, and I love Prison Planet. This is a prison planet. If they have their ways, you know, I remember talking about population reduction. I one time did a whole show, and I think I quoted, you know, close to 100 of the most famous people, Jacques Cousteau, all of the eugenicists, Margaret Sanger, you know, from the beginning. And ladies and gentlemen, how any thinking person, especially the black Americans, can even embrace the president and his policies. You've just got to understand what Margaret Sanger said about black people. And listen, there are some amazing, and what I find interesting, Alex, the guys who are the most outspoken against the evil, and God bless every one of them, are basically people who are black athletes and black pastors standing their ground for Jesus. I put them up every time they come up. You know, it doesn't matter if it's like Ben Carson, one of the most famous surgeons in the world, you know, an amazing man. It doesn't matter. You know, you talk about all these different people, but the problem is, and I think I heard just the tail end of the previous gentleman or a recording you had on talking about it's got to start at a community level. It has to start at an individual level, and everybody's saying, look, if I don't speak up, I don't want my granddaughter sold into an ISIS sex slave trade. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be disgusted, interested, go on my website, Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, and look at the stories. Alex, this is not only reprehensible, it's egregious, but it goes right back to Zelensky. And if his whole premise, and you brought it up, is that they worship Lucifer as God, Hillary worships Lucifer as God, and yet it's kind of, if you will, it's a mental shock, a pair of symbols smashing the opposite sides of your head. You've got people that have denied God, the atheists, yet behind the scenes, there are secret Luciferian worshipers. And the end time is coming right into perspective. It's no longer in the indefinite future. It's now in the present. And the basis of all revolution is the overthrow of existing morality, existing national boundaries, and the globalists. Look, if you and I tell people 100 times they want 90% of the world's population dead, and real quick, back to Ebola, as of today, according to the World Health Organization, I believe they're cheating the numbers. I believe it's double what they admit have died. They're admitting 7,560 people dead. I believe it's closer to 50,000. Look at the race that it was generated against. When I spoke about bioweapons, Project Coast, you know, I think maybe in those days you must have thought, boy, Quayle's on another planet. But the point is that I was interfacing in those days with people, and I couldn't know this stuff unless the people who were involved in it told me. And men of conscience right now are starting. It doesn't matter if they're former KGB, and believe it or not, there are Russian agents who care as much for what's going to happen to their people as British, as U.S., you name it. People know that they're all being played for suckers. That's why I even say to the gang members when I'm on radio, and I'll say it to those listening today, you're being played for suckers. When they're done with you, they kill you. That is their, if you will, their rules of revolution, and that's your fate. Don't go with what they tell you. It's a lie. And that's, Alex, what I believe the benefit of supporting InfoWars. I mean, I don't know. How many total videos have you produced?
Well, we're trying our best here, Steve. All I see is it's converging, and it's got to be a wake-up call. When the president says he'll implement a U.N. treaty to restrict gun ownership, even if Congress doesn't pass it, he'll put our troops under NATO-UN control without congressional approval. He'll open the borders up without congressional approval. And Congress doesn't even repeal Obamacare. It doesn't even try to stop Obama because of the Republican leadership. It shows the fix is in. But what's going to happen as the grassroots wakes up and starts replacing him with more Tea Party people? What is the establishment planning to do? I believe it will be a false flag to demonize the liberty movement. What about the FBI's latest report? It's in USA Today. It's linked up on Infowars.com. And it says FBI links Ferguson anarchist to ISIS. Sovereign citizens also linked to Islamic terror. So that's basically a Tea Party type group. They think we're so dumb that as you know, in the new Army training manuals, they say they're preparing for the Tea Party to join ISIS. I mean, Tea Party is, to use a media term, the most Islamophobic group out there. How do they think they're going to make this pig fly?
Well, first of all, they're going to set up some throwaways. They're going to basically set an identity up, or multiple identities. The shooters or the assassins will basically do the killing, and they'll take the picture of their fake Tea Party member. And I agree with you, Alex. There is no continuity of thought between ISIS and the Tea Party. But remember, what happens is this. They'll set up their stooges, whether they have MKUltra, dual identity, you know, assassins, and then suicide themselves. The point is they'll have everything stoked. They'll have fake backgrounds. They'll put Twitter and Facebook postings, and don't think they can't do that and backdate them. And then they'll have their apartment littered with, whoever, Ron Paul stickers and everything else, you, me, whoever, you know, all the books. And yet, at the same time, the people that are being set up had better scream at the top of their lungs. They better use the courts that still exist to file RICO suits, Racketeering and Influence Corrupt Officials Act. Because, again, the point, I say the point is, you know, Alex, we can wake up all the people, but there comes a point when it's too late to
okay? And so I'm telling this, I say this to men and women of wealth. You need to get behind, and I couldn't be more serious than this. I have, let's see, I think I got 4 grandkids, Alex, okay? I got 5 kids and 4 grandkids. And when I read that story on my website today, I physically wanted to puke. And if this doesn't infuriate, I'll use that word because I don't want to use a P word because too many people get upset, that infuriates me to such an extent to think that never would any of us 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, think that our grandchildren, our children, if you've got young children, could be sold into sex trafficking. And if people think that's crazy, Syria was one country before all the revolution. These devils, D-E-V-I-L-S, Luciferian globalist slime, take their orders from the Prince of Darkness. And I'll be blunt. The Bible says he comes to kill, to rob, and destroy. So people had better recognize, you may be old, you may be having a will or living trust, any one of these documents, but why don't you stand up and help the people?
Oh, I know. It's incredible. I've met billionaires that know about all this, and they do nothing to stop it. I know somebody that is friends with one of the Walmart heirs worth $40 billion. She lives out in West Texas. She lives in a farmhouse and just drives her car around, and she knows about all this stuff, but just doesn't hit, just, you know. It's
this hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or Pro-EM-1.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JJ, Steve, Jerry, Margaret, John, you've been holding while Steve's on the last 50 minutes. He's with us the whole next hour, but now it's open phones. Until the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to be interspersing breaking news as well. But coming up, We're going to get into this news of the Dow Jones at 18,000, GDP best in a decade. We'll talk about the real economic status from Steve Quayle's research with him coming up. And look, I want a good economy, but we're on top of a giant bubble. And the globalists just passed a bunch of laws so they can sign us on to new derivatives that's not our debt. And so this is a serious situation. I'll ask Steve how he thinks that'll unfold. Right now, though, JJ in Kansas, what do you think the big issues are going to be in 2015?
I will get to that. First, I have a question, pretty important, and I think a lot of people out here are wondering the same thing. It's about when the crap hits the fan, everyone's been preparing. Everyone's been stocking up food, water, arms, whatever to keep their families safe. What is our end game? Like, what do we go hide in, like, in our fort, our bungalow, whatever? What do we do? Like, in
well, that varies on where you are. And look, people 50, 60 years ago were always prepared, even if a crisis wasn't coming down the road. If you lived in the Midwest, you had a storm shelter because people got killed by tornadoes. It wasn't that you were living in fear. You were just prepared. So getting back to the land, having a backup plan, that's key. Getting your heart right is even more important, in my view. We'll get Steve Quayle's take on that. But in the final equation, they could nuke a city, the globalists could, or any of these crime networks, try to bring in martial law. They could have a huge collapse in Mexico and 20 million come across the border in 1 week. That could destabilize things. A world dollar devaluation. There's just so it's like a cartoon where the character has 100 plates in his hand and he's trying to balance them. You know they're coming down. Every economist says that. The question is, how bad will it be? We're trying to get people prepared. The elites are all getting prepared. The rich people are all getting prepared. I was just talking about that. All these rich people I either know or know folks that know have been building underground bunkers and have armed guards and are moving out to the countryside. I mean, that's been in the news. Or moving, you know, to islands in the middle of nowhere. What do they know? Steve Quayle, to try to answer his question, what do people do to get ready?
First thing is, you said it, get right with God. Second thing is pray. And I mean this. Pray for the right people to come across your path. No man is an island unto himself. Look, I was one of the founders of the PrEP movement almost 30 years ago, and I can tell you this. So many people have come into my life and gone saying they believe in preparation only to basically, you know, either betray or stab you in the back, whatever, but pray. And here's my answer to this. God will give you better friends than you'd ever choose for yourself if you'll seek him first, not after the fact. Same thing for spouses. Second thing that people have got to do is they have got to get the mindset that it doesn't get better. They are preparing, in essence, for the total siege. Look at Argentina. Look at the history of the world. Look at the siege of Stalingrad. Start getting realistic. You know, and I'll tell you this, Alex, if someone, and I'm not picking on the caller, this is the best advice I can give. If you have to ask that question, you haven't done your homework. First thing, though, get right with God. Second thing, pray, and pray and make it a matter of your chief input to find like-minded individuals.
Well, and it's good to seek, because I can talk the talk. I'm so busy fighting tyranny, I've not gotten as ready as I like to, and I offensively try to fight the globalists to affect the future battle space to change things. But the reason we all prepare is when you realize how evil the globalists are, and they're in control, and all their documents say they want to make you totally bankrupt and bring in a global depression to bring in a global government, we don't know the hour or the time of that. But every indicator is they're accelerating their timetable to meet that. They're behind, Steve.
Yeah, I think this is critical. The most important thing I would tell everybody, you know, that visits my site, in real time I put up the alert section. It's over on the right-hand side of my page. Alex, the report's coming in from people in the food processing business.
I want to hear this. Stay there. Thank you, caller. Stay with us. Third hour coming up. Thank you, JJ. Good question.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Steve, you're up next.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
And John, Margaret, Jerry, stay with us. We want all of you.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
800-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.